This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says Coloradans who test positive for COVID can now elect themselves to receive the monoclonal antibody treatment.
Previously, monoclonal antibody treatment needed to be referred from a doctor, but that is an impediment to many people being able to access that treatment.
Coloradans can call the state to see if they are eligible for the treatment and set a possible appointment. Early treatment reduces risk of severe illness, hospitalization, and death. Investors are buying a record number of houses in Denver. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports that's making it even harder to buy places to live in.
A report from the realty group Redfin says investors purchased 17% of homes sold in Metro Denver during the third quarter this year. That's almost double the percentage from a year earlier. The entire Front Range has a shortage of homes available for sale. The lack of supply is pushing prices to record highs and squeezing out a lot of buyers. Redfin says the situation is also happening in many metro areas across the nation. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Regents have chosen 16 people for the committee to select the next president. They include alumni, professors, and students from across CU's four campuses. The committee plans to name a new president in March to succeed Mark Kennedy, who stepped down earlier this year over differences with the Regents. There is a chance of snow showers tonight for the mountains. This is CPR News.